Hi. This podcast is the fourth part of SQL interview questions. It covers the most common SQL interview questions that will arm you with the required knowledge and confidence to crack your next SQL job interview. Question 61. Explain what is PostgreSQL. Answer. PostgreSQL, also known as Postgres, is an open-source relational database management system, RDBMS. It is a powerful and robust database system that provides advanced features and capabilities for storing, organizing, and managing structured data. PostgreSQL follows the SQL, Structured Query Language, standard and offers additional features beyond the standard. Question 62. What are the different data types of PostgreSQL? Answer. Here are some of the common data types available in PostgreSQL. Geometric data types. Character data types. Numeric data types. Boolean data type. Binary data types. Array data types. JSON data types. Network address data types. Question 63. Compare PostgreSQL with MongoDB. Answer. PostgreSQL and MongoDB are both popular database management systems, but they have distinct differences in their data models, querying capabilities, and use cases. Here's a comparison between the two. 1. Data model. PostgreSQL follows a relational data model where data is organized into tables with rows and columns. MongoDB follows a document data model where data is stored as flexible JSON-like documents within collections. 2. Query language. PostgreSQL uses SQL, structured query language, for data querying and manipulation. MongoDB uses a rich query language that is primarily based on JavaScript syntax. 3. Scalability. PostgreSQL provides horizontal scalability through sharding, which involves partitioning data across multiple servers. MongoDB is designed to be highly scalable and provides automatic sharding, allowing data to be distributed across multiple servers seamlessly. 4. Use cases. PostgreSQL is well suited for applications that require complex data relationships, strict data integrity, and transactions, such as e-commerce platforms, financial systems, and content management systems. MongoDB excels in use cases that prioritize scalability, flexibility, and real-time analytics, such as content management, mobile applications, social networks, and Internet of Things, IoT, applications. 5. Community and ecosystem. PostgreSQL has a mature and robust community with extensive third-party tools, libraries, and frameworks. It is widely adopted and has a strong reputation for reliability and stability. MongoDB has a vibrant community and an active ecosystem with various drivers, libraries, and frameworks available for different programming languages. MongoDB Atlas, the managed cloud service, provides additional convenience for deployment and scaling. Question 64. What is multi-version concurrency control, MVCC, in PostgreSQL? Answer. Multi-version concurrency control, MVCC, is a technique used in database management systems, including PostgreSQL, to handle concurrent transactions and ensure data consistency. It allows multiple transactions to access the same data concurrently without interfering with each other or causing conflicts. Question 65. What is write-ahead logging, WAL? Answer. Write-ahead logging, WAL, is a technique commonly used in computer systems and databases to ensure durability and atomicity of transactions. It is designed to provide a consistent and reliable approach for recovering from system failures or crashes. Question 66. What is dependency and mention the different dependencies? Answer. In SQL, dependencies refer to the relationships between database objects, such as tables, views, or columns, that affect their behavior or structure. Dependencies determine how changes in one object can impact other objects within the database. There are several types of dependencies in SQL. Fully functional dependency. Partial dependency. Transitive dependency. Multivalue dependency. Functional dependency. Question 67. What are the different forms of normalization? Answer. Normalization is used in various fields, including mathematics, statistics, and database management, to bring data into a standardized form. In the context of databases, Several forms of normalization, commonly referred to as normal forms, are there, such as 1. First normal form, 1NF. 2. Second normal form, 2NF. 3. Third normal form, 3NF. 4. Boyce-Codd normal form, BCNF. Question 68. Specify the aggregate functions used in SQL. Answer. Aggregate functions are used in SQL to perform calculations on sets of values and return a single result. Here are some commonly used aggregate functions in SQL. 1. Count. Counts the number of rows or non-null values in a column. 2. Sum. Calculates the sum of the values in a column. 3. AVG. Calculates the average, mean, of the values in a column. 4. Min. Retrieves the minimum value from a column. 5. Max. Retrieves the maximum value from a column. 6. Group_concat. Concatenates the values of a column into a single string, grouped by a specified column. 7. STDDEV. Calculates the standard deviation of a set of values in a column. 8. Variance. Calculates the variance of a set of values in a column. 9. First. Retrieves the first value in a column within a group. 10. Last. Retrieves the last value in a column within a group. Question 69. Which character manipulation functions are used in SQL? Answer. You can use several character manipulation functions to manipulate strings and characters within your queries. Some commonly used character manipulation functions in SQL include substr, replace, instr, concat, lpad, length, rpad, trim. Question 70. Highlight the difference between index and view. Answer. In the context of databases, the terms index and view refer to different concepts and serve different purposes. Index. An index is a data structure that enhances the speed of data retrieval operations on a database table. It is created on one or more columns of a table to facilitate quick access to data based on those columns. The main purpose of an index is to improve query performance by reducing the number of disk I/O operations required to locate specific data. When a query involves the indexed columns, the database can use the index to locate the relevant data more efficiently. View. A view, on the other hand, is a virtual table derived from the result of a query. It represents a subset of data from one or more tables in the database and is stored as a named query in the database schema. Views do not contain the actual data. Instead, they provide a way to present data in a customized or simplified manner, combining columns from different tables or applying filtering conditions. Question 71. Draw a comparison between long and lob data types. Answer. Long and lob are both data types used in databases to store large amounts of data, such as text or binary data. However, they have some differences in terms of storage capacity, accessibility, and usage. Here's a short comparison between long and lob data types. 1. Storage capacity. Long data type is used in older versions of databases and can store variable length character strings of up to 2 GB, GB, in size. Lob data type is a more modern approach, available in various databases. It can store much larger amounts of data compared to long. 2. Accessibility and manipulation. Long data type can be accessed and manipulated using traditional SQL commands. However, working with long columns may require specific functions or operators to handle the data, which can make queries more complex and less efficient. Lob data types offer better accessibility and manipulation options. They provide specific methods and functions that make it easier to insert, retrieve, update, and delete data stored in lob columns. 3. Storage mechanism. Long data type stores data within the table's row, meaning the data is stored in line with the other columns. Lob data is stored outside the row, in a separate location, typically using a pointer-based approach. 4. Usage considerations. Long data type is being phased out in favor of lob data types in many modern database systems. It is recommended to migrate existing long data to LoB or other suitable data types to take advantage of the improved functionality and performance offered by LoBs. LoB data types are the preferred choice for storing large datasets in modern databases. They are commonly used for various purposes. LoBs provide better performance, efficient storage management, and enhanced accessibility compared to long data types. Question 72. What is data inconsistency? Answer. In the context of SQL, data inconsistency refers to a state where data in a database becomes contradictory or conflicting. It occurs when different parts of a database hold contradictory information or when data is improperly updated, inserted, or deleted, leading to discrepancies. Question 73. What is the procedure to create a table from an existing table? Answer. To create a new table from an existing table, use the combination of create and select statements, select all the columns or specific columns from the existing table. Thereby, a new table will be replaced with all the values of the existing table. Question 74. What's the use of the merge statement? Answer. The merge statement in SQL is used to perform both insert and update operations on a table in a single statement. It allows you to synchronize the data in a source table with a target table based on a specified condition. The merge statement combines the functionality of insert, update, and delete statements, making it useful for data integration and synchronization tasks. The main use of the merge statement is to handle the scenario where you have a source table with new or updated records, and you want to update an existing target table with this data. Question 75. Mention different clauses used in SQL. Answer. The following are the various clauses used in SQL. OR clause. Like clause. And clause. Where clause. Group by. Limit clause. Order by. Question 76. What are the benefits of place, SQL functions? Answer. Place, SQL functions offer several benefits, summarized as follows. 1. Reusability. Functions can be reused in multiple parts of a program or across different programs, reducing redundancy and promoting modular code development. 2. Encapsulation. Functions encapsulate a specific task or calculation, allowing you to hide the implementation details and provide a clean interface for other code to interact with. 3. Code organization. By using functions, you can organize your code into logical units, making it easier to read, understand, and maintain. 4. Improved performance. Functions can enhance performance by reducing network traffic between the database and application layers. They allow you to process data within the database, avoiding unnecessary data transfers. 5. Code modularity. Functions promote modular programming by breaking down complex tasks into smaller, manageable units. It makes code maintenance and debugging more efficient. 6. Parameterized functionality. Functions accept input parameters, allowing you to customize their behavior and process data dynamically based on varying inputs. 7. Error handling. Place, SQL functions support exception handling, enabling you to gracefully handle errors and exceptions within the function, improving the reliability and robustness of your code. 8. Integration with SQL. Place, SQL functions seamlessly integrate with SQL statements, allowing you to combine procedural logic with SQL queries. It enhances the power and flexibility of data processing capabilities. Question 77. What factors affect the functionalities of databases? Answer. Several factors affect the functionalities of databases such as optimization, workload, resources, throughput, contention. Question 78. Comparison between stuff and replace statements. Answer. Stuff and replace are two different SQL statements used to modify string values within a column in a database table. Although they can achieve similar results, they have some key differences in terms of functionality and usage. Let's compare them. 1. Purpose. The stuff function is used to replace a specified portion of a string with another string. It is mainly used to insert or delete characters within a string. The replace function is used to find and replace occurrences of a specific string with another string. It is primarily used to substitute one value with another. 2. Usage. The stuff function is commonly used in scenarios where you want to insert or delete characters within a string. The replace function is typically used when you want to replace occurrences of a specific string with another string. It is useful for tasks like finding and replacing a particular word or correcting misspelled words. 3. Multiple replacements. The stuff function is not designed to perform multiple replacements in a single statement. It is primarily focused on inserting or deleting a specific portion of a string. The replace function can handle multiple replacements within a single statement. It will replace all occurrences of the search string with the replacement string throughout the input string. Question 79. What is a commit statement in SQL? Answer. In SQL, the commit statement is used to permanently save the changes made within a transaction to the database. A transaction is a logical unit of work that can consist of one or more SQL statements. These statements can include data manipulation language, DML, statements like insert, update, or delete. Question 80. Explain what is ETL in SQL. Answer. ETL stands for extract, transform, load. It is a process commonly used in data warehousing and business intelligence to extract data from various sources, transform it into a consistent and meaningful format, and load it into a target database or data warehouse for analysis and reporting purposes.